Clappity clap clap clappity clappity trap. Clappity clap clap clappity clappity trap. Clappity clap clap clappity clappity trap. Clap trap clap trap.
Like the applause gets longer every week. I've been adding very gently, been adding 0.001 of a second of applause each week.
You've been adding. I thought it was a crowd.
Oh, I mean,
just loving us more and more each time.
Ah, now what? About the intro.
What
about the intro?
It's not a live performance with applause.
No, I done that.
You've done that.
I done that.
What do you mean you've done that?
I done it.
Well, you done the singing live and they clap you live.
No, I done the singing live. I done it recorded.
Are you telling me that's a pre-record with faux clap?
The clapping, I believe, was real, but I don't think they were clapping us.
I'm having to rethink everything.
Have you ever heard of canned laughter?
Oh, I didn't know it came in a can.
Mm. It's like canned heat.
Is it like a can of whoop-ass?
It is.
So if you're opening a can,
yes.
You don't know whether you're going to get a can of whoop-ass, a canned heat
yep.
in your heels tonight, baby.
Thanks,
or,
JK.
Canned laughter. But also you might get one of those cans with a worm that pops out.
Oh, yeah.
So really opening a can is very dangerous.
Well, it depends what it
Do you
says
mean the
on
tint?
The... Well, I mean,
because the can is what
well.
You have a fizzy. You've got a can there. It's a
I
can
do.
Of fizzy drink.
I do. I have a can of lychee flavoured fizzy pop because
oh,
I am
so
a child.
Fancy. you've gone international with that drink. Lychee.
It's 50p. That's why it's actually gone cheap.
You've gone cheap. So that's the
cheap.
New Panda Pops.
It's the new Panda Pops.
I see.
Yeah. I don't think you can have tinned laughter, although. Technically, the same thing. I guess canned is more American, isn't it?
Yeah, so they would call a tin a can. So this is where we are here.
But we used to call it tin can, didn't we? Because we like to do both.
We did. We double-barreled it.
But then we... we love a double barrel.
Mr. Timothy Tin Can.
but we just prefer tin now.
We do. We prefer tin.
Over can.
Over can. But then we still use can for cano drink.
But then we also would use canned goods as a descriptor.
Tinned goods, surely.
Canned goods, tinned goods. But if I said canned goods, you would know what I'm talking about.
I think I would, Shiv.
Mm, so
but
therefore
then, no,
they
half
are.
I'm American, so no. I'm bilingual in that
Try,
way.
Okay, shut down
You're,
your left
We're
side.
Both bilingual in one way or another.
Quite indeed.
Yes. Yes.
So, welcome, Kathy.
Yes, hello. I've had my milky drink and I'm raring to go. Though I've realised the milky drink's given me the burps. So if I disappear for a while, listeners, it's because I'm so couth, I refuse to burp
She's
on mic.
Very
and
couth.
I've gone to burp into a pillow elsewhere.
She will not do windy
One
pops.
One of Shiv's pillows.
She will not do a windy pops on this poddy.
No, that can't be guaranteed.
Well, that's true. That's true. Welcome. Now...
One
Last time we recorded, it took me about 16 minutes to introduce us. So I'm just going to crash straight through and go, welcome to the Claptrap podcast with me, Shiv Meeker, and that windy one in the corner.
Kathy Manson. And can I make it clear, by windy one, I've done two burps in the space of the whole day today and no other forms of wind.
Okay. And if you believe that, no, I do believe that, Kathy. Kathy is... honest with me, and if Kathy was blowing through her trowel, she'd tell me, wouldn't you?
I would. I do say, announce it often by text message. Yes. I say to Shiv, well, WhatsApp if we're going to be accurate, because I am honest with you.
Yes,
I will say, Shiv, I'm blowing angrily through my trouser. Just FYI.
FYI.
Just in the interest of honesty, I'm sharing this info with
Thank
you.
Thank you. And then
it's windfo.
I change course accordingly.
You do. You're like, I was going to go to Hove and now I shall go to Port Slade instead.
Blow me down. I'm heading further
Blow
west.
The wind otherly, she says, not southerly.
Indeed.
Otherly direction to where Manson is.
So you are here. You've cracked through. Oh, now there's
Tony
hang
the
on.
Cat.
Now there is a scratching at the door because the cat is demanding to be let in, and I do believe that Kathy will have to open the door, otherwise there will be no end to it.
Come on in, Tony.
Come on in, Tony.
He always walks all over the deck, whatever that thing's called. Yeah. Board.
The sound desk board, whatever. Right, you're in now, Tone. You better make your decision.
Quiet. No meowing.
Anyway, Tony is a cat.
Come back, listeners.
Yeah, thank goodness for that, because... I don't know if the listeners can hear Tony.
He's going to want to go out again.
He is
quite contrary
to demand the doors opened.
Excuse me again, listeners, a poll.
Don't worry. What I'll do is hang on. Shit, a brick.
Now he's on the flipping table.
Flipping microphone.
Make up your mind, Tony.
Tony, this is not how we do things, Tone.
Now, I wanted to give the listeners an update, didn't I, from last week?
You were going to give an update
last week, 2 weeks ago.
On your life of love.
Now...
Hashtag deep chance.
In our previous
Tony.
Poddy, yes. We discussed my adventures in Bumble.
I'm so glad that had more than one syllable.
Not my adventures in bum. That we just discussed that earlier. And burp. No, my adventures in Bumble.
The app to
Other
meet,
apps are available.
The app to meet a chap.
Well... Yes. Mm, mm. And we discussed that I had said deep chats.
Yeah.
And realised that was probably a foolish move. So I removed deep chats from my profile.
Now,
I can sense the listeners on the edge of their seats. They're thinking, oh my goodness, how did she manage all of the messages she was inundated with?
Could I just add something that perhaps listeners may not have spotted? Is not only did you choose deep chats from a drop down option. List.
Shit, I was not going to reveal this.
I am revealing this. You've already said in the interest of honesty. But Kathy chose deep chats as like an auto option of things that she enjoyed.
Out of about 50 or 60, yeah. Yes.
And then in a free text box where, as God is my witness, you can write whatever the hell you like, our dear friend and podcaster, Kathy Manson, wrote, I enjoy deep chats. So, as if, because one deep chat is not enough deep chats.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
As an editor, I should know. You don't write the same thing twice. That's a waste of space.
That was sloppy copy.
Sloppy copy. Sloppy copy Manson.
But you edited out deep chats twice. And what was the response? How did the response rate go?
Tumbleweed.
But there was one interesting fellow, was there not?
Well, as predicted 2 weeks ago, I have deleted Bumble. And I said to Shiv, I said, the final straw was when I was ghosted by an Uncle Phil lookalike. And by Uncle Phil, I mean Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now, nothing against Uncle Phil. We all love Uncle Phil.
Lovely chap.
We loved it when he threw jazz out of the house every week. We love him. But, you know... He wouldn't necessarily be like older male judge lookalike, wouldn't be my physical type. But I was going off persevering because I thought he was interesting. And then he ghosted me.
What was his chat like? Wasn't deep enough, was it?
It wasn't deep enough.
Wasn't deep enough.
He just kept asking me questions he could have had the answer to from looking at my profile.
Oh, come on. Now, Kathy is going to have to stand up again and let Tony out.
Make up your mind, mate.
Tony was the cat that was making a few purring noises on the microphone earlier. He had a little look around the desk. I tried to get some content, so I might have a photo proof of this because I know that people enjoy the audio treat of Claptrap, but also people enjoy... The occasional
visual feast.
A visual
fancy feast. Isn't that a type of cat food?
Is it? I
might be an American type. I'm being bilingual again.
And you're going all bilingual on me. I don't know.
I have a feeling he's going to pour at the door again.
He will pour at the door again because it's the curiosity in him.
It is. Well, and you know what happens to curious cats? There's that 80s band that tells you.
Is it not that... One of the little windy off
sorry.
Wind noises
that
off.
Milky drink repeated on me again.
Kathy, I wonder why
I got a tumbleweed response, except from Uncle Phil, who eventually ghosted me. Mm.
Is it because you chose windy from one of the drop down?
One of my hobbies was wind.
Wind. I don't. It's honest, and I like it. Anyway, we are over 9 minutes, approaching 10.
Right
into.
Well, we needed
a half
an
hour, a half an hour episode.
I could have got, well, what I could have done, Shivalicious, is I could have just said, I've deleted Bungle. I'm a little tired today, listeners. I apologise. My language is not really working.
Also,
very well.
You've had a milky drink.
That milky drink's putting me to sleep. I think it's making me slur my words.
Oh, it's Horlicks for you.
I blame the drink.
And so now we are over 10 mins in. We're 10 mins in, and we haven't actually updated our listener on the topic.
No. Well, but you say updated, but they wouldn't have known it.
No,
previously.
We haven't actually revealed what we're going to talk
about. So
what
we're learning here is that you and I have forgotten how to speak properly.
Yeah. But
we haven't told the listener what our topic is.
Don't worry, listener. We've got you covered, because our topic for today's episode is...
Drum roll.
Laundry.
Pause for effect.
Wow, said everybody. Thank goodness for that. So now you've got a choice. You could turn off after you've had Kathy's dating update.
No, you can't. That's not a choice.
Oh,
available.
Just keep going.
Keep listen to me. Auntie Kathy will tell you that you've got to see things through. You've got to persevere. It's a very important skill in life. You just got to push on through.
Push through the pain barrier.
You've got, you know, you've had the Uncle Phil update, and now you're going to have the laundry chat, and both things are equally interesting.
And equally important to you.
To me?
To listener, because I think it's fair to say that the world is a burning pit of shit and hellfire at the moment.
Well, it's seen better days.
It's seen better days, but we are here to rescue you, to give you the remedy to the difficulties of life by updating you on all things.
Updating you is your word du jour,
isn't
it?
It's my word.
So we're
du
updating.
Jour.
Well, we are updating you because, of course, episode 2, which is episode 1.
Yeah.
Regular listeners will not be confused by that. Most people will be. Was about dating. No, small talk.
Small talk.
But because Shiv's in her old house, washing machine was always on when we recorded. We did a lot of discussion about laundering your larges as opposed to smalls. So we have discussed laundry before.
But this is an update on that. But for some people...
I feel like she's being paid every time she says update or
every
updating.
Time.
Who's paying you? Who is it? Who is it, the update society?
I'm in the payroll of...
Payola?
Payola. Of...
Weekend update.
I don't know.
Mr. What, up and Mr. Date.
What would have been funny there is if I had had a witty reply... ready on the tip of my tongue. But you know what? I didn't have anything for you.
You didn't?
No.
And I'm the one that's had the milky drink. At least I tried with Mr. Up and Mr. Date. I'm admitting those weren't the greatest gags, but it was an attempt.
And I'll update the listener with the fact that... Oh, dear. Anyway.
I'm going to start getting ill every time I hear the word update.
Mm, I think it's because it's a word used a lot at work.
It's
weekly
in.
Comms, and it's... I had a meeting about that earlier today, and I'm off the rest of this week, and I think there's something churning in my head. I might need to jot it down after we've podded.
Do some jotting. Mm. Just jot down the word update over and over and over again.
But laundry, the reason we wanted to reconvene on laundry...
Oh, well done, Thesaurus.
Thank
nice.
You.
Is, that's just update, by the way.
It is. We wanted to circle back to laundry and
update.
Give you more information.
Update.
More current information.
Yeah. Okay. And another word
on
for that
topic.
Is... I've already told you off for using too many words when you can use one.
Update you.
There we go.
Is that, I believe last week, two people I work with, independently of each other, asked me about how I dry my clothes.
Whoa.
And
quite personal.
Asked me if I had come across the recent trend for using a dehumidifier with a clothes drying function. And my mind was boggled because I'm not part of that
society.
I'm not part of the dark web that deals with that level of shit.
I think that's what you do get on the dark web. Dehumidifiers with a clothes drying option.
But
and crack.
I was told in no uncertain terms that the dehumidifier had to cost in the region of £120, otherwise it wouldn't work. And I was baffled.
Aren't we in a cosy lives?
I know.
Where were these people flashing their cash around?
They were saying, how do you dry your clothes? And I said, I've got...
Why are they asking you how you dry your clothes?
Because I'm famous at work for having dry clothes.
So everyone else is getting wet clothes?
I don't know. Sometimes people swim to work or some such. I don't know. I just think I give off an aura of...
Dry clothes? You don't smell like damp. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, I don't smell like damp. I don't have that fusty smell, generally. I think people look at me and go, there's a woman who's got her laundry shit together.
Yes.
And I think that's a fair comment. Although, ironically...
That is a fair
ironically,
comment.
I do have a stain on this top.
Shiv is wearing a stained top, I can confirm.
It's a small, but yet very much there.
That's not a small stain.
It's not that big.
A small
big.
Stain is just a drop. That's a blob.
It's quite a daub, isn't it, really?
It's a blob, mate.
I blobbed on my top.
She's blobbed.
I will launder that and dry that later.
Mr. Blobby.
We have a tumble dryer.
Mr. Blobby's been in.
He's blobbed my top.
He's blobbed your top. Because every blob, of course, is the product of... This is a little known fact. Because people often see blobs on their clothes and they think, I don't remember doing that. And that's because Blobby's come in, Monsieur Blobby, and he's put a little sort of, he gets a little gust of some poisonous gas that knocks you out.
Right. Okay.
Blobs your clothes because, not blobs your uncle, blobs your clothes.
Blobs your top.
Blobs your top because he's still trying to remain relevant and he's angry. He's angry at how the world treated him. He's angry
surprised.
That Noel doesn't speak to him anymore. So he's blobbing tops left, right and centre. So that's the product of Blobby.
So I've been, I mean, I don't remember being knocked out by
Well,
pink
that's
and
the
yellow.
Whole point. You don't remember
No. But there's no other reasonable explanation
no, there
for
isn't.
This blob on my top.
There isn't. There's no explanation for blobs on clothing or carpets,
no.
tables.
I haven't spilt tea on my top there, have I?
No.
Blobby. Mr. Blobby has knocked me out with a poisonous green fume.
Yes.
And then blobbed off.
Mm. I mean, he's got a lot of blobbing to do. He's like Father Christmas, but for blobs. So he has to go everywhere.
He is. How does he get about? Does he use a blob sleigh?
He does, yeah.
Thank
he uses
you.
A blob sleigh.
Thank you.
Well, actually, most of the time he just rolls down the hill because he's Mr. Blobby.
He has got legs, though. But he is
They're
quite,
very short.
Yeah, they're not in good proportion to his body.
No, he's all torso.
He's a very long in the body, isn't
he's
he?
He's very long
he'd be
torso.
Quite hard to, he'd be quite hard. He'd be a hard client in Moss Bros, wouldn't he? You wouldn't want him as your best man.
He'd have to have his clothes specially made if he wore any.
He'd be made to measure, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. But that's probably why
he doesn't
wear
any.
Exactly.
So he blobs on himself then. He's just
He has blobbed on himself, you can see. That was like sort of day dot. Pun intended. That was the OG blob. Was he blobbed on himself, those yellow blobs?
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got the taste for it
I
now.
Bet that Uncle Phil lookalike's blobbing on himself right now.
I bet he's being blobbed on by Blobby. In fact, if anyone deserves it, it's Uncle Phil lookalike. Not real Uncle
not
Phil,
really.
R.I.P. Who is a corpse, of course.
He is a corpse.
Yes.
Anyway, back to...
Laundry.
Are
you sure you don't want to talk about Blobby blobbing some more?
I feel like we've covered that.
Yeah, okay. It might come up again, listeners. Stay tuned.
Anyway, I explained I have a tumble dryer, but obviously you don't put delicates in a tumble dryer because...
Oh, heaven forbid. Don't put your lingerie in a tumble dryer.
You're going to stick your poly cottons and your towels and your bedding and that sort of stuff in a tumble.
Tumble dryer is good for a towel and a sheet.
Perfect. But then in
it's
the winter
expensive.
Especially... Well, yes, but in the winter especially, you can't hang out on your line outdoors, can you?
You can't, and neither can your clothes.
No, this is true.
No. I mean, you could try, but it'd be a little painful to sort of drape yourself over.
And also, it would be kind of pointless, wouldn't it, if you were just draped over your own washing line in
damp
clothes.
A lot of things in life are pointless. Oh, I see. You put the clothes on, and then you drape yourself.
And hope that everything dries.
Yeah. That seems inefficient.
It feels a waste of time. So.
Can I say as well?
Yeah.
I'd like... Shiv looks worried.
Yeah, I'm really worried at the moment.
No, this milky
drink.
This is a sensible point.
Okay.
I'd like to not discriminate against our listeners who are not part of the tumble drying community. No. And I'm one of them. I don't have a tumble dryer.
No.
Tumbly dryer.
And
I haven't tumbled in years. Oh, I did tumble down a hill, but that's another story.
I have only been part of the tumble dryer community since 2016.
I see. Oh, you're okay.
So I'm a recent, relatively recent convert.
I see.
The vast majority of my drying is on a Dunelm heated drying rack.
Oh, thank you for being specific.
Thank you. I wanted to be
specific. How long does it take?
No, this is the thing. It depends on the heft of the weight of the clothing.
Yes.
So a jean might take a bit longer than overnight.
Yes.
But a t-shirt or a blouson, like such as this that I'm wearing.
A blobby blouson
would be done overnight.
Now, are you going to vanish that?
I will use a own label stain remover.
Are you going to manage that?
I will manage that. but anyway, when I told the first person who was about to
dehumidify me. Do you think I'm going to let Shiv finish her story?
She's never going to let me do it, but I've got 10 minutes and I'm determined.
I'm determined to do the opposite.
she said, have you come across the thread on the dark web about dehumidifiers and how they are, you know, you can just use a standard drying rack, but a dehumidifier and it dries everything quicker. And it's only 6p an hour or some. I mean,
thread somewhere, some magic thread? Reddit thread?
I was like, oh, I don't know. I said, I don't know. And they went, oh, it's got a name, it's like a Miko. And I was like, I think I have one of those. Because add a dehumidifier just generally to suck moisture out the air. So that we didn't get mould under the window.
Anyway. Is that the story?
Well, no, I haven't finished yet.
Please bear with listeners.
But 2 days later, someone said, they were in the house and they saw my drying rack and they went, have you come across the dehumidifiers? And I was like, this is really bizarre, because you're not the first person to mention this to me, but this exact same thread has come up, but yet they hadn't spoken about it to each other. And
did you think they discussed it together and then said, let's both bring it up with her?
They hadn't. And then I realised I had the dehumidifier that people wanted in the thread, and I hadn't seen this thread, and I hadn't paid £120 for it because I bought it some time ago and it was on special offer, but it has clothes drying function.
Listeners, I've died.
So I promised to report back on how it works.
Please don't report back. Unless it involves an Uncle Phil lookalike, I'm not interested.
So they're now hanging on my every word. They're waiting for my clothes drying update. Thank you for listening. It's been great fun. I've been Shiv. And that's been Kathy.
Okay, I'm going to sum this story up. Some people discussed a particular type of dehumidifier.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Shiv's got it.
I've got it, babe. I've got it, baby.
The end. You know how long that took? I mean, admittedly, I interrupted a few times, but that took us 10 mins.
Your retelling was a bit shorter.
So I'm going to dive in.
Go on.
You just put clothes next to a dehumidifier. A clothes rack with clothes.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to. Yes. Yes. Not I.
I just put mine on the rads.
It takes moisture out the air, doesn't it? A dehumidifier. That's what it does.
Yes.
It sucks it up into its little pocket wallet.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that story.
That's a pleasure. Would you like to give anything on laundry? Have you got anything to add?
Well, I'm a recent convert to Vanish to make my whites whiter.
Ooh. Do you just put in every wash?
Only white wash.
Every white wash. Sorry, I wasn't specific there and I should have been. Let me recap.
Rewind.
Do you use Vanish to make your whites whiter in every white wash you do?
I do.
And is it a spray or is it
it's powder that powder. You put in the drawer.
Because when I was but a nipper, my mum had a Vanish bar.
I remember them.
Do you remember them?
Yes. They must have really made clothes threadbare.
Yeah.
And we were washing it at hot temperatures. We must have just been walking around in threadbare clothing.
We washed our clothes at 130 degrees back then, didn't we?
We did. We boiled our clothes and then some.
Well, I suppose we were more likely to get the plague back in the 80s, weren't we?
We absolutely were. Or some sort of, I don't know.
Bubos.
bulbous rash of some kind.
Mm.
We'd probably be allergic to whatever food we were eating because it was so terrible.
There's quite a lot of allergies to washing powders and washing, stuff these days, isn't there?
Well, I think people are allergic to everything.
Do you think people are allergic to deep chats?
I think people are allergic to me, judging from my bumble.
Stop this nonsense.
Lack of success.
I will not have this, Kathy. You're a strong, beautiful woman.
I should have never tried dating bees. It was never going to work.
Beehive.
Oh, dear.
Dear me.
Yeah, well, as long-time listeners and Shiv will know, I'm always joining dating apps in a fit of boredom and deleting them. So this
in
is
a fit of peak.
A fit of peak, a fit of COVID, and then I delete them. This just happens on and off.
It'll happen again as well. This will not be the first or the last update dating.
I mean, as human beings, we do tend to repeat the same pattern over and over again and wonder why things don't behave any differently.
I do believe it was someone much more intelligent than me that said that if you bang our heads against the wall repeatedly and expect a different outcome than a bruised head, then thou is ein fool.
Ah, so I'm thinking that was someone from the olden days in Germany.
Possibly, I don't
know. So perhaps Martin Luther or someone like that.
Mm.
He's the only ancient German I can think of. From the olden days.
The olden daysy Germany. Kaiser Wilhelm, was he an ancient German?
Yes, but I don't think he was very smart. I don't think he would be coming out with...
I think he was a bit
Bismarck.
More...
I bet it was Bismarck.
Bismarck. Wasn't that the precursor to the Deutschmark?
Absolutely, yes. Mm. Yeah, and it was when they mainly traded biscuits. So it was the Bismarck.
Talking of biscuits, which this episode is not about, but...
Yeah, well, laundries, we've exhausted that now. We've had Shiv's story. no one's going to top that story.
Well, no. I was going to say that it's coming up to biscuit for cheese season, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, any season can be biscuit for cheese.
Well, no, you know what I really mean.
You mean Christmas.
I mean Christmas.
Bismus.
Business. And Christmas makes me think of Christmas jumpers, which you would have to wash after you've worn them. So I've kept us on topic. Are you a fan of a Christmas jumper, Kathy?
Yes.
Because I am too. And I've bought a new one for this year.
Have you? What's it like? You have to give the listeners a poto.
A poto?
That milky drink's really affecting my language.
I'm not gonna show it just yet, but I am going to say what it says on it.
Flash it at Crimbo.
It says, "This is my favourite Christmas jumper" across it.
That's a lot of words.
Mm, that's all it is.
I bought a Peanuts one last year. It was very sweet. I like it.
Nice. As in the Charlie Brown cartoon?
No, just with some peanuts.
Some peanuts.
Some salted peanuts. With tinsel on.
I hope it was a Big D Nuts card.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And actually, this year, I'm going to allow people to remove my nuts and see my nips.
And see your nips, your Christmas nips.
That's right.
Nice. How was washing the jumper with the peanut bags attached?
Well, that's a problem. Mm. So I can only wash it once all the peanuts have been purchased and the jumper is free
and
of nuts.
You sell the peanuts or do you
I sell
do
them,
trade?
Yes, I sell them for profit for myself. You thought I was going to say charity, but no, I sell it for profit for myself. So I can buy lots of cheese.
It is a for-profit peanut jumper.
It is a for-profit, yeah. I don't have to register as a charity because it's just money for me.
What? How do you put it on your tax return? What do you say? Why do you list it?
Gift.
Gift.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm giving a gift to the world by revealing
myself. How many packets of nuts does your Christmas nut jumper have?
Well, you do a sort of full spread. So obviously I've got two nuts per boob.
Yeah.
Two packs per boob.
Because
I'm a...
I would say...
Maybe three, actually.
I'd say three, if I may be so bold.
Yeah. And
so six across the
six across and four down. I make myself a peanut crossword. Yeah,
six across and four down. So let me
and then fill that in.
So six across and four down. 20. Let me do some maths. That's 20.
No, 24.
24.
24.
24.
6, 4 is 24.
Yeah, because 2 sixes are 12, and then I can add them together.
Yeah.
24. So 24. So 24 packets of nuts.
Yeah.
How much do you sell the nuts for?
Well, I also put a few on my buttocks as well. Because I like
to... Was it quite a long jumper?
Yeah. I mean, they sort of dangle off the bottom, okay, onto the bottom.
Off the rim. So
they dangle off the bottom of the jumper onto my bottom.
So they dangle off the rim of your jumper.
Onto my rim.
Onto your rim.
Yes.
Okay. How many? Is it four? Four down again?
No, four across for that. Just four danglers.
Just four danglers. So, yeah. So we're at 28.
Yeah, we are.
28.
And I said, I'm tenner ago, 280 quid.
Well, I'm imagining that if you are, you have to sell the danglers first so that you can sit down.
No. The danglers, well,
you don't want
first
to.
First of all,
you're going to crush your nuts.
First of all, I have to stand or kneel for the duration. But
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll get one of them standing desks. Right.
Yeah.
So I can work.
Oh, so you've got into work in this jumper.
Of course I've got into work. I have to go into work every week.
Woman. You're a working woman.
I've started a new job. I haven't told them about this yet, but I'm sure they'll be fine.
Do you refill this jumper every day in December?
No, because that would be fraud. Because people are buying the nuts in the hope to remove the nuts.
So they can see.
But if I keep refilling the nuts, that's cheating.
So, all right, I get that the nuts on your front,
yes.
If they take them off your six and four.
So we do the sort of tummy nuts first.
Yeah, so people get to see your
tummy. Tummy and lower chest.
But with your bum,
lower chest would be there, that's upper chest. So just tummy.
Yeah, so you do tummy and then you do...
Then buttocks.
Then buttocks. Okay, so... But so
the, and then we reveal the crown jewels
the cleave,
last. Yeah.
The cleave. Just checking on the bum,
right.
If I may.
Of course. Please, feel free to check on my bum anytime.
Thank you. So, are you dangling these danglers over a naked bum? Because you know.
Yes, I'm wearing chaps.
You're wearing chaps. Okay, right. Yeah.
And of course, I see what you mean now.
Yeah.
In the middle, I do have several danglers.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the crack is exposed. And then what's the point?
Okay, so they're quite a cluster of. Maybe they're maybe you're doing a 500 gram bag at the back, so you're getting a bit of heft.
Bit of heft, yeah.
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 So we start. So people can't just choose whatever packet. They
no,
sell
no,
like
no,
a
there's
packet
an order.
Of nuts,
there's
and
an
then
order.
You've got that order
because
in your
head. What's going to happen? They're just going to choose the primary
gonna go
spots.
Straight, gonna straight
and I'm not going to make my full 280 quid.
No, and you'll have a tenner and someone will have seen a nipple and be very happy and that'll be it, won't it?
Yeah, but I don't want a tenner. I want my full 280. I mean, that's the whole point of doing this.
How much did the jumper cost to put together?
The jumper was 15 quid.
Yeah.
And I got a job lot of nuts for a pound.
Pound?
Yeah.
Are these in date?
No. I don't think people are going to eat them. They've been dangling about my person. It's not very hygienic.
So they're just paying a tenner for a packet of out-of-date nuts?
Yes.
So that they get to see a little bit more of you in the flesh?
Yes.
I mean, I'm in, to be fair. Let's start saving. And it's interesting that you should bring up bum, as you
always
didn't
do.
Really, but did. Because one of my favourite competitions, which you don't get to read about much anymore, is Rear of the Year.
Rear of the Year. Oh, gosh, we nearly forgot.
Well, no, I wasn't going to forget. Because my favourite Rear of the Year was 1988's Rear of the Year, Sue Pollard.
Sue Pollard.
And today is Sue Pollard's birthday.
It is.
And
the patron saint of Claptrap, the woman for which I'm still waiting for my tasteless new drawn by Shiv, which I believe is going to be in the Rear of the Year position with her leaning over.
No, I'm actually working on a new...
A Sue new nude.
On a new Sue nude.
Yeah.
The last one got I got arrested for.
Fine.
So I had to.
That is the kind of look I want.
Yeah,
you get arrested.
It
for.
Was, and so I had to do a plea bargain. And
did you?
They ripped it up and they let me out.
So that doesn't mean.
And they impounded my pastels.
Oh,
but I've got some felt pens, and I'm going for a new Sue nude for you.
Okay. Is it tasteless still? Or have the police put you off that?
There is nothing decent about this.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I'm going to work on it.
My wall is waiting.
If I draw you a naked Sue, you have to put it on your wall.
Yes, I do. I've been waiting for bloody years. I think we started talking about this years ago.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to sue it. I'm shaking your hand now.
We did a handshake. Mm. The tasteless nude is on its way at last. My dream come. Who needs Uncle Phil?
When you can have a tasteless sued.
When I can have a tasteless sued.
A tasteless sued. Just before we go.
Yes.
Do you use a fabric conditioner in your washing?
Yes, I do.
Do you use it on every wash, though?
Yes, I do.
Every wash? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a favourite fragrance?
I use All Fairy because I am a sensitive soul.
I'm a comfort kid. Mm. So you're not? Are you non-bio then?
Mm. Correct. Mm. Otherwise, I get a bit of an itch.
Brings you out in hives.
Just a bit of an itch. Don't go that far, Shiv.
Well.
Oh, we're back to bees.
We are, aren't we? What a fascinating episode this hasn't been.
Well, that milky drink was worth it.
I feel like it delivered.
Don't you normally sum up?
I do.
Is there anything
sum up.
To sum up? We sort of went here and there, much like a tumble dryer, clothes flinging around a tumble dryer. That was this conversation.
I will sum up. 10 minutes on.
Shiv was the bounce, sticking to everything with her long story.
We had 10 minutes on Kathy being ghosted by an Uncle Phil lookalike. I detoured around Mimiko dehumidifier, which bored Kathy shitless via a detour of Mr. Blobby.
Yes.
And then we had a little foray into Kathy's nuts.
What
and
have
then
we learned?
Ended on Pollard.
What
as
have we
per.
Learned?
We've learned absolutely nothing.
No, we haven't learned anything. Do we ever learn anything?
No.
Sound off in the comments below, listeners.
Sound off in the comments
if
below.
If you've ever learned anything from Claptrap.
Yeah, I mean...
You may have to rack your brain.
No, hang on a minute. People did learn an amazing marketing ploy. Do you remember that time?
Was it rolling down your windows at a traffic light?
Yeah, that one.
That one, yeah.
That one.
I recommend that to all clients.
And that's how you go viral these days, isn't it?
That is so viral. Mm.
If you do want to sound off in the comments below, why don't you find us on Instagram, where we are probably most active, I believe.
Claptrap Podcast. Claptrappod@gmail.com if you want to write me a love letter.
And if you want to
nothing
see...
Nothing too pervy, or maybe... Maybe
well, actually, yeah. And if you want to see more of Kathy's nuts, then find us on Facebook where Kathy isn't there, so I can literally just chat nutty with you all.
Yeah, you can tell them about my nuts, but they won't be there.
Mm. Thank you so much for listening, listener. And don't have nightmares.
You nutty fool.
We do. Glabbity clap clap clappy clappy clap. Glabbity clap clap clappy clappy clap. Glabbity clap.